number one enemy of creativity is judgment. That quote gets us into chapter 4 of Designing Your Life. The chapter's title is Getting Unstuck. And in the title, in the chapter, the idea is you may become stuck or may have been stuck in finding the same routines uncovered through your good life journal. You may have found that there are things you want to change, and I should have reinforced this before. In the good life journal, you don't want to necessarily change anything. You just want to see things as they are. And this goes back to this idea of creativity versus judgment. When you're creative, you can't be judgmental because judgment shuts off your creativity. When you're judgmental, that's the worst time to be creative because you're making a judgment and deciding to act. It's kind of like John Boyd's OODA loop, right? The observe, orient, decide, and act. When you're under observation or you're observing something, you can't necessarily act. You want to observe, to orient to your surroundings, and then you decide to act. Each step is related but discrete in when you're supposed to do them. In chapter 4 of Designing Your Life, you may find parts of your good life journal where instead of there being high energy, high engagement, and low drag, it's the inverse, where it's low energy, low engagement, and it's high drag, where it's a slog for you to do those specific actions or events whenever they are in your calendar. So here's the challenge. You want to get rid of them, right? You want to get rid of the slow speed, high drag activities and events and interactions and replace them with the things that empower and engage you. How do you do that? Odds are you've tried it before, and you may have tried it more than one time before. You may have tried 20 years of New Year's resolutions and the same resolution, but still not the same or still the same result, which you didn't want to have to begin with. In this chapter, they talk about those repeated tryings and not succeedings, anchor problems. They say in the book, there's a certain class of problems, the ones that just won't go away, that we call anchor problems, like a physical anchor. They hold us in one place and prevent motion. If we're going to practice good lifestyle design, it's important to notice when we are stuck with an anchor problem. You may have noticed an anchor problem or two in your good life journal this week. You may have noticed an anchor problem or two when it comes across about your full meter of the categories of your dashboard. So how do you start getting away from that? Well, first things first, no judgment. That's huge. Do not judge yourself for what you've done, number one. Number two, don't go straight into judgment, but pursuing a solution that has not worked before. You've got to, as Einstein says, you've got to think of a solution at a different level than where you thought of the problem. Mind mapping is one of the solutions that comes out in chapter 4, that you should mind map in three categories in accordance with your good time journal. You mind map for engagement, you mind map for energy, or you mind map for flow. And I'll add another one. You'll mind map for the drag too. Find out where that drag is in your life. That's gonna be the hardest one to do, or maybe the easiest one to do. Do this one sparingly, do this one cautiously. Don't let it bleed into the other three. But definitely at least do the other three. The first three mind maps of engagement, energy, and flow. And here's what's gonna happen, right? You are gonna sit there, have a center point circled for whatever that positive event was, and start branching on ideas from that event until you completely exhaust yourself. I say give yourself 15 minutes per mind map. Take the time, do it, exhaust your mind, exhaust your ideas and possibilities, and let some new, fringier ideas come out to the surface. Now, why is this important? We'll talk more about this in chapter 5, but you're going to take each of these maps, circle out and point out the top 3 or 5 points from each map that resonates most with you. And in the case of energy, engagement, and flow, those may become new job descriptions, lifestyle descriptions, or career descriptions. In the case of drag, you'll burn it. No, you're not going to burn it. But you're going to make a clear demonstration or example of all the things you want to avoid as you continue to redesign your life.